From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Children freed from Al-Shabaab. A U.S.-backed operation by Somali special forces has freed 32 children who were kidnapped by militant group Al-Shabaab. The Somali information minister said Friday that Somali forces rescued the kids from a school in the Middle Shabelle region. There has been no comment from the U.S. military, but the use of helicopters in the raid indicates U.S. involvement. The U.S. Congress will try on Friday to send President Trump down legislation to keep the government operating and avoid federal agency shutdowns that would otherwise begin on Saturday. Steve Miller reports.
Nearly 4 months into the 2018 fiscal year, Republicans and Democrats still haven't agreed on a long-term government funding bill. Instead, Congress has been struggling to pass its fourth short-term appropriations measure. Amid the gridlock, more senators are raising the possibility of merely approving enough new federal funds for a few days. The idea is to put pressure on negotiators to then cut deals on immigration, defense spending, and non-defense funding by next week. The immigration fight is over Democrats' demand that 700,000 young undocumented immigrants be protected from deportation. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. authorities in the state of New Mexico are investigating a helicopter crash which killed senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett, his wife, and three others. The 60-year-old Bennett was an activist for causes helping the poor and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who was forced to resign late last year. It's unclear what Bennett was doing in New Mexico. This is VOA News. African ambassadors based in Washington, D.C. are meeting Friday to discuss how to respond to reports related to U.S. President Donald Trump. The president is said to have used profanity to refer to African nations last week during a meeting. African ambassadors at the United Nations have also met with Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Trump has denied using any specific vulgarity, but said the language was tough. On Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis rolled out the unclassified portion of the Trump administration's National Defense Strategy. The strategy emphasizes expanding the U.S. competitive military advantage over China and Russia. Mattis said that while the military is still strong, its competitive edge has eroded in many areas due to budget constraints and the longest stretch of combat in the nation's history. He said restoring the military's competitive edge will be the new focus.
This strategy is fit for our time, providing the American people the military required to protect our way of life, stand with our allies, and live up to our responsibility to pass intact to the next generation those freedoms that all of us enjoy here today.
The National Defense Strategy instructs the U.S. to continue to deny terrorists havens across the globe while modernizing the American military in a way that is, quote, fit for our time, as Mattis said. The UN Refugee Agency warns women and children fleeing English-speaking areas of Cameroon for Nigeria are facing a multitude of risks, including poverty and exploitation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UNHCR has registered more than 10,000 refugees since they began fleeing English-speaking parts of Cameroon for eastern Nigeria's Cross River State in early October. It reports about 80% of the refugees are women and children. As the number of people fleeing Cameroon grows, so do the risks to their welfare, says the UNHCR. The UNHCR is working with Nigerian authorities to reunite separated children with their parents. Most of the families are headed by women whom he notes are vulnerable to exploitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A UNHCR spokesman tells VOA the agency is working on contacts between the Nigerian and Cameroonian governments so they can better protect the refugees and provide for their needs. The government of Tanzania has temporarily stopped registration of foreign ships following the recent seizure of five Tanzanian flagged ships that were carrying illegal cargo. We have more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.